It's 5:15 here on The Shift. I'm Patty Handy Science. Thanks for being here on this Wednesday afternoon. You know, wasn't just a few minutes ago talking about social media and Snapchat's new family center to try to have parents have a better look at who kids are talking to. But you know, sometimes it's kids, it's people they know that are causing the problem. As a matter of fact, new research finds that 6 in 10 Canadian children as young as 10 years old experience cyberbullying. And in Canada, cyberbullying focuses on very personal topics. And the top three reported forms of it include online bullying on appearance. That's a big one. It's deeply personal and usually perpetrated by someone known to the victim. Jazz Dhaliwal is Director of Content and Social Media at McAfee and joins us now to talk about these findings. Hello, Jazz.
Hi there, Patty. Nice to meet you.
Glad to have you along here today because I think this is so important as we've been talking about some changes that Snapchat's making to try to help parents be more aware of what kids are doing online. But this is finding things that, you know, it's not necessarily a stranger that's out there that's doing the harm. It could be somebody close to a child, right?
Yeah, I think this is a surprising part of the research. You know, as kids growing up, we were always taught by our parents that beware of strangers, don't talk to strangers, and this whole idea of stranger danger. But in the online world, and especially, you know, as we kind of got through this pandemic, kids are spending much more time online, whether they're on social media or on websites, group chatting away, or even online gaming, is that we're finding that cyberbullying is tending to take place more often, but it's happening to kids that they already know some of their friends.
So let's talk about some of the numbers, some of the things that were found in this report, cyberbullying in plain sight. Let's talk about, you know, who it is and how many kids are actually being cyberbullied.
Yeah, sure.
What age are we looking at?
Yeah, sorry. What's surprising to us is we're seeing kids that are as young as 10 years old. You know, it's back to school time right now. Parents are thinking very much about how to prepare their kids to go back to school. And we know that there's going to be a lot of devices from laptops and smartphones that kids are going to be using. But the research results for us, which was deeply surprising, was, you know, kids as young as 10 years old are experiencing cyberbullying symptoms online.
Wow, that's scary to think that's happening because it can really put a permanent, you know, affect them permanently.
You know, the thing that people tend to think a little about is that, you know, if kids are calling a name calling online, right? So therefore, is that really a form of cyberbullying or maybe not? And what we tend to find is that, you know, it may start off as kind of name calling, but it gets more and more advanced. And our concern is that, because there's nobody watching and these services, as you mentioned, kind of like Snapchat, WhatsApp, and we've seen in our research that a lot of this is coming out from the Meta platform, so from Facebook, Facebook Messenger, and WhatsApp is kind of perpetuating a lot of this kind of stuff, is that they're not being overseen. There's no one really seeing what they're doing. And where this could lead to is very much related to, you know, poor mental health and unfortunately, and very sorry to say, you know, in some cases, even suicide.
It's scary, too, I think especially during the time of the pandemic when I think kids are a little more fragile because of lost connections, may have relied more online. That's worrisome to think that there is the bullying that's going on there, whether it's talking about, you know, what they look like or what they wear or even what their who their friends are, you know, picking on them for that.
You know, it's a particularly special time in children's life right now. For many of them, they're actually going through puberty. They're going through development themselves. And, you know, when you're spending time online and you're chatting away with friends, and in many cases, there's video also being shared and pictures being shared, it's a deeply, deeply personal time. And having those changes, those physical changes, those appearance changes happening can be a traumatic time for many kids. And, you know, if parents are not really keeping an eye on what's going on, you know, there's a lot of children out there that are facing some of these issues. And as we've outlined in the report, you know, 34% for the Canadian audience reported bullying victims to a parent, 22% on the clothes that they wear. And, you know, 19% have called out a lot of their friends that are doing this as well. So it's kind of interesting times.
Now, yeah, obviously you're hearing from the kids who are being cyberbullied. What about the parents? You know, are parents more worried now than they used to be about what's happening with their children, knowing, you know, hearing maybe stories about other kids?
Yeah, we see about 59% of Canadian parents say that they're more worried than they were about a year ago. But compared to worldwide, this is a very low percentage number. You know, comparing that 59% to 72% of parents worldwide, we see that there's quite a bit of a gap there. And I think the awareness that cyberbullying is taking place, and even in some cases where parents are not even aware that the kids are being cyberbullied, or more importantly, the kids are the ones that are doing the cyberbullying, is of deep concern to us.
Yeah, were you finding in this survey that parents were doing things about this if they find out that their kids are being bullied?
Yeah, there are lots of resources available, and what we try to do is encourage parents to go first get educated, go online. There are lots and lots of resources available to actually help parents with that. Our global report is a good starting point. And at McAfee, we believe it's not just a conversation. There's also things that parents can do to keep devices safe. We offer a whole range of products, including parental controls, which can actually limit the amount of time kids are spending online. So there's a number of things that parents can do, both, but we believe it starts with that conversation. That open, honest, clear conversation to have that discussion is going to be the key starting point.
Yeah, it sounds like that, you know, those kind of controls are very necessary because, you know, a lot of kids probably aren't telling their parents, you know, that these things are happening, you know, at least maybe not till it's, you know, way beyond and way out of their control.
You know, kids are kids, you know, and they find ways to hide things from their parents, both in the real world and especially in the online world. And, we are just concerned that there are lots of these discussions going on and where just parents are just not involved. And Canada actually lags behind the rest of the world. And we're hoping that through the report we can provide some awareness and help get parents educated and the help that they need. And more importantly, it goes back to the kids, right? We want to keep the kids safe.
Right. And you know, the thing is, this was a global survey, right? And so we're finding that it's happening all around the world. It's not just a Canadian and U.S. problem.
Yes, indeed. What was really surprising to us that countries like India is one of the top areas where cyberbullying is actually occurring. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, the Meta platforms, the WhatsApps, the Facebook messengers are some of the key platforms where this is happening. And there's lots of reasons. I mean, the pandemic has been part of that. There's more availability and more time for kids to spend online. But cyberbullying is and continues to be a global problem.
Okay. Well, Jazz, thanks so much for this. I appreciate it. It's interesting. It's certainly interesting numbers to see there, and it's certainly some food for thought for parents to think about, you know, finding some new ways to protect their kids.
Yeah, and indeed, and if you're a parent who's listening and you have some concerns, we really encourage you to go to McAfee.com and have a look at our report, and there's a whole bunch of resources available, including software solutions that can help protect your kids online.
And yes, read the report, you know, find out what else is going on around the world and how Canada is comparing to the other countries out there. Thanks so much, Jazz.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That's Jazz Dalua, Director of Content and Social Media at McAfee. And check out at McAfee.com. You can check out the report, Cyberbullying in Plain Sight. It's